The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Are our beliefs predetermined before we are born? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. I am Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us for this episode. We're taking questions from listeners like you. We receive those through email, which, by the way, you can send in your own questions if you've got them. They go to radio@faithalone.org. Now, I want to remind you about our National Bible Conference before we move on. This is a great time every year to fellowship and learn from the Bible. Hopefully, you'll consider joining us. You can find out more about it by going to faithalone.org and clicking on events. Let's get right to today's discussion about determinism and belief with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
All right, here we go. This is Grace in Focus. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for being here.
It's good to be here.
Let's see. We're taking questions from you guys. We're going to start a series soon. We're so close. I'm almost finished my chapters for Doctrine for Disciples.
Amen.
That's actually something people might be interested in knowing about. So Ken and Catherine have now been brought on, what, halftime? Are they both, or three quarters and half for halftime?
Yeah.
So we're getting to really trying to push GES missions. So we're not just doing podcasts and magazines and blogs, but we really do want to get the grace message overseas, internationally, all over the world. We're doing that through multi-language blogs, international blogs. And pretty soon we're going to be starting websites for each one of those language, international language blogs. So like Spanish is going to have its own blog website, Russian, Portuguese, Italian, German, Polish, Filipino. I mean, we're really trying to get the grace message out to everybody.
Well, that's good, because I thought you were going to say we were going to start, you know, speaking multiple languages during each podcast.
No.
And I'm like, I only do English, but you could do French, but I wouldn't follow you.
But Ken and Catherine, and by the way, that's a father-daughter team. They go overseas. They teach at Bible colleges overseas. And so when you support GES, you're supporting their ministry. And we're so happy that we've been able to bring them on increasingly. We're hoping for full time for both of them. But they're going to Bible colleges overseas, visiting the same place multiple times. We're sending books for free over to those pastors in Africa and Southeast Asia and elsewhere.
So yeah, we could give a shout out. One of the men that often helps with sending books overseas.
Steve.
Steve, yeah, Steve. So hi, Steve.
Shout outs to Steve. So check that out. We're going to start producing a newsletter specifically for missions. We're just calling it GES Missions, but that's not a very creative name.
Maybe we could work on that.
We'll work on that. But thank you for making that possible, because we're hearing increasingly from people all over the world that they're hearing the grace message for the first time. Because guess what? If you're in the middle of Italy, if you think it's hard to find a free grace church in Kentucky or New Jersey or Florida or wherever, it's a lot harder when you're, let's say, Italy or Germany or Poland.
You're right.
Sometimes our podcast or our blog or whatever is their only source of free grace teaching, and they're hearing it for the first time. Really? I can be sure of my salvation? Jesus promises everlasting life? No, that can't be right. And they have all kinds of questions, and we're trying to answer those questions.
Right.
So I'm also grateful for our translating team, our translators. Okay, let's get to some questions here. This is from Must Be a Hunter. Duck hook left.
No, that's a golfer.
Oh, is it a golfing
term? Duck hook.
A duck hook is a golfing term?
That's a golfing term.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, your sports knowledge is rather limited, but I used to be the big slice. It means it starts out on the left, and it goes 20, 30, 50, 100 yards to the right.
See, the only slices I know are pizza slices.
No, this is different.
And maybe pie.
And hooking is right to left unless you're left-handed.
So what's a duck have to do with it?
A duck hook is where it hooks almost immediately. So you hit the ball and it just makes an immediate left and goes out of bounds.
So it's like a foul. It's like a, what is it in baseball?
It's like a foul ball.
Foul ball, right?
Okay. Except in golf, they penalize you if it's foul.
All right.
And sometimes.
Okay, Duck Hook Left asks, doesn't saying that faith is involuntary persuasion lead inevitably to determinism? Even if you say you can choose to follow a course of action that may result in being persuaded, aren't you only choosing to follow that course of action because you were involuntarily persuaded that that was the best course of action? All your actions become the result of what you involuntarily believe. It's involuntary persuasion all the way down.
Yeah.
This is a good question.
Yes, it is a good question. And let me answer it from a non-religious perspective first.
Okay.
Does God care what we believe politically?
Yes.
Okay. So, are we predestined to be liberal or conservative? Or do we somehow influence what we believe?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we influence what we believe.
Right. Now, ultimately, any belief is simply a matter of being persuaded. However, if you're inundated with a certain brand of instruction,
yeah,
you're likely to adopt that way of thinking. That's why so many young people who come out of the public school system end up being liberals.
Yeah, if you send your kids to Rome, don't be surprised if they come back a Roman.
Right. And so it's often very difficult for young people coming out of the public schools and then a public university to be conservative politically. It's not impossible, but are they predetermined for that? No. So what happens is, and that was my case, I mean, one of the reasons I didn't get into medical school, I had 6 interviews for medical school. And generally speaking, from what I hear, you should get in if you have 2, 3, 4 interviews. But I remember all 6 interviews, they were asking me, what do you think about socialized medicine? And my eyes lit up and I said, I am all in favor of it because I don't care how much money I make as a doctor. I just want to serve people. I just want to help people. And the countenance of the interrogator would fall. They would write some notes in it, and that was basically the end of the interview, so because back then,
California was a different place back then,
well,
I assume.
The whole AMA, the American Medical Association, was against socialized medicine.
Yeah.
But why did I believe in socialized medicine? Well, because I had gone to the University of California at Irvine. But now we should bring it around to Christianity. But yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is the same is true with Christianity. We're not predetermined and born believing one way or another. And so let's say you're raised in a Muslim household. Does that mean you can't believe in Christ? Of course not. I was just talking to Linda Renfro, and she's reading a book called Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There are lots of Muslims who have come to faith,
yeah,
and Buddhists, and Hindus, and Jews, and atheists, and agnostics. Why? Well, because there are people who love them, who talk to them about Jesus.
Right.
And once they start talking to them about Jesus, they have a choice.
Right.
Do I seek or do I close my mind?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're seeking, God's going to reveal the truth to them. And at some point, God will open their eyes so that they see the truth.
Right.
So unbelief, in a sense, is a choice. Belief isn't really a choice. But what we can choose to do is pray about it, seek it, and then when we do, God will ultimately open our eyes.
Right. I think his assumption is that if our beliefs are involuntary, that means all of our actions are involuntary. Like he says,
right,
if you say you can choose to follow a course of action that results in being persuaded, aren't you only choosing to follow a course of action because you were involuntarily persuaded? What I hear there is the assumption that beliefs cause actions. If you involuntarily believe something, then that's going to involuntarily cause you to do a certain course of action. But I think we would say, and we would agree, I would say this, and I think you'd agree, in between your beliefs and in between your actions are a little thing called a free will.
Right.
So just because you believe that something is true, let's say that adultery is wrong, that is no guarantee that you will never commit adultery.
Right.
You can still choose to commit adultery, and that's on you. You're freely
right.
choosing that. And that's true of any belief that you have. You can believe that, you know, Jesus is the Messiah. He was sent from God. And yet you can totally hate Jesus and try to live your whole life contrary to him. Think of all the
right.
demons. You know, they right. knew he was the Son of God. Because in between your beliefs and in between your actions, there's a little thing called the free will. And determinism means that someone else is determining what our choices are.
Right.
And our position is no one does that. Our will is free. We choose our own actions, and our beliefs are part of kind of the information that we have that we use to decide courses of actions, but the beliefs don't determine our actions.
Exactly. Now, God I like to say God gives us limited free will, limited freedom. It's very free, but at times God will stop a believer or an unbeliever from a course of action that God is opposed to. For example, right. Hitler wanted to kill every Jew on planet Earth.
Right.
Well, he succeeded in killing about 6 million, as well as 5 million gypsies and handicapped people and a lot of other people that right. he killed as well. But God stopped him, and yes. Hitler died.
But I know what other people stopped him, too. See, our free will always bumps up against other people's free
okay,
will.
Okay, that's a good point.
Right? So God is an actor here, too. And if God doesn't like you doing something, guess what?
He
Ananias
can stop
and Sapphira,
you.
Boom, you're dead.
Yeah, okay, Acts 5, there you go.
You know, if God thinks, okay, you need a little more evidence, boom, hi, Paul on the road to Damascus, here
right,
I am.
Right.
So God is an actor, too. And so he's knocking you down, and he's giving you more evidence. And maybe other people are like, you know, my free will, guess what, doesn't extend to controlling my kids. They have their own free will, and I can testify
that. Exactly.
You know, I can't force them to choose anything. I can try to influence them strongly. But so, yeah, our free wills are always limited by the other actors all around us.
Yeah, that's a
not
very...
Not to mention the physical universe. You know, free will doesn't mean you get to create your own reality.
So Duck Hook is asking a question that is extremely philosophical.
It is.
Yes, the Bible is real clear that we are free moral agents and that we have freedom. But it is limited by what God allows. It's also limited by what the people around us allow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people would like to play in the NBA and make $20 million a year.
Yeah.
And you're free to try.
Yeah.
If you don't have the skill set,
you
can't play in high school or college or the pros or whatever.
Yes. So we're limited by all kinds. Our choices are limited by so many different factors.
Right.
And but they're not determined.
They're not.
They're not determined by anything other than your own decision to choose to act a certain way. I don't know, Duck Hook left. Does that answer come out of left field? Is that?
Oh, it could be
weak.
Another Duck Hook.
Do you have a better pun than that? Send it to us at radio at faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to explore more of the topics that we talk about on this show and don't know where to do it? Well, I'm going to tell you where. It's at faithalone.org. That's our website, faithalone.org. On the site, we have all kinds of free resources that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. For example, we have this beautifully laid out full-color magazine that you can get a free subscription. Just go to faithalone.org and sign up on the site. Would you like to become a financial partner with this show? Well, if so, you can find out how to do that on faithalone.org. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated because it's how we stay on the air. By the way, we love to hear from our listeners. Maybe you've got a comment, feedback, or even a question. If you do, I'll give you our email address so that you can reach out to us. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about whether belief is an act of the will. So, join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.